Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM. A River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click River Talk. You get Dimitri 5 days a week, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. Dimitri live and dangerously local. Thursdays and Fridays, Dimitri Encore and dangerously local. I love that Carly Ditmar. I do. There is something about her. She is so wonderfully feisty. She doesn't give a rip about anything. Anyone caring about her, I should say. She is out there just telling the truth. She is fearless. She is just wonderful. A real patriot activist. No question about it. Carly Ditmar. Love to have her back on anytime she wants to come on. I know she's falling apart. You know, she needs a new arm here, a new shoulder there, legs there, back there, spleen. God only knows what's going on with her. But as long as we can keep her together in one piece for the most part, I'd love to have her on. She is terrific. And she's doing the work. She's a citizen journalist. She's doing the work of these failing newspapers and the failing TV stations. They will not go into the camps. They will not take pictures. They will not do video. They will not do interviews with the homeless people. Because they don't want you to see that. They don't want you to see that. But Carly Ditmar's there. And you can see her stuff on Facebook. It's unbelievable. And they'll talk with her because she knows that these people actually are not getting the help they actually do need. Everything here is rigged. The media is just propaganda. That's all it has become. It's just propaganda. And that's why it's dying, because the people know it's fake news. And it's just useless. All right. First, Channel 7, I want to give credit where credit is due. Channel 7 is reporting there was a power outage that led to a school closing. Marshall County Schools Communications Coordinator Tony Wood tells 7 that Glendale Elementary School is closed this morning due to a power outage. This comes as several hundred customers are without power right now in Marshall County. I've been warning you about this. The power outages that you know are going to happen now have happened in Marshall County. And what is the solution to these power outages? Well, the temporary solution is to call Herb Electric and you ask for Rich Spielvogel. He is the guy who can help you get a Generac generator for your home, for your business. Oh, I don't know, maybe for your school. You call Herb Electric. They're in Bridgeport. And you can see their trucks all over the place with that golden bolt right in the middle of Herb Electric. And they will take care of you. They absolutely will take care of you. I speak from personal experience. The last power outage we had lasted 4 or 5 days. It was one of the most miserable periods of my life. And I've had a lot of miserable periods, let me tell you. I was going to make a sexist joke there, but I decided not to because I could get in big, big trouble. But I've had miserable periods, that much I can say, without a doubt. So I called Herb because I've used them before. Steve Crow had come out doing wonderful work. And they've always been, Rich had been up before. They've all been, always been wonderful. So I called Herb. I asked for Rich. I said, Rich, can you come out here and help us put in a generator, Generac generator? I said, sure. He comes out. He takes pictures. He does everything. He says, now you got to deal with the propane company. We have an all-electric house, so I needed gas, and we don't have natural gas. So I got a second propane tank, and the folks were wonderful and all that. And Rich and Herb Electric put it all together. It was just great. In fact, they did such a good job, Herb. True story. This is not. I'm not embellishing any of this. Herb comes out, puts in my Generac generator. And then we have to wait for the propane company to come out to set up the system. Okay, fine. Propane company comes out. Two great guys from Moundsville, Marshall County. They take one look at the Generac generator that Herb set up. And they asked me out of the blue, did Herb do this? And I said, well, yeah. How did you know? And they said, because it looks just right. It looks like they've done everything right. They knew it had to be Herb. That's how good Herb is. And I was blown away. It's like, holy cow, jeez. I knew Herb was good. I didn't realize they were that good. But they are. So, Marshall County, you've got this school now closed, according to Channel 7, Glendale Elementary. Why not call Herb Electric, ask for Rich, tell him Dimitri sent you, and get a generator there for that school. In fact, get a generator for each one of your schools. So we don't have this problem anymore. And all these other people in Marshall County, several hundred customers, call Herb Electric, ask for Rich, get a generator. Got it. And it's only going to get worse with this power grid that's collapsing. Herb Electric. They're the best. They really are. All right. Thanks so much for joining us. Appreciate it, Dimitri, live and dangerously local. Again, I want to apologize for the snafu at the start of the Facebook live stream. We're still doing the Facebook live stream here. And, excuse me, the audio was very low in the first segment with Carly. I didn't know that because I'm here by myself other than the armed security guard that we have up front, but guarding the parking lot. But in terms of the show, it's just me. That's it. So I had no idea what was going on, and I couldn't even look at the comments because I have my iPad turned to the guest, as Carly Dittmar. I had no idea. So a couple of people are texting me. Leslie is texting me saying people complaining that the audio is very low, and I'm going, oh, God, now what? So I figured out what happened, and it was on this end. This was my fault, but there was no way for me to know because, again, we can't afford to pay for a producer. God almighty, that would just, ruin the whole company would go bankrupt. So I had no idea, but we got it corrected, and you heard the rest of Carly's interview. You heard all of it, of course, on the talk radio network that we have, River Talk Radio Network, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290. And the Sturdy 1430. You can also hear the show. It's cut up into six segments, like mini podcasts, if you will, on the rivernews.org site, rivernews.org. You go there, click podcast, and then you find Dimitri's show, and you can hear it there as well. So anyway, that's what happened. I'm terribly sorry about that. So tariffs and rooting out corruption, fraud, mismanagement. The Democratic Party, the misfit Marxists, and the media this weekend had a field day. It was more of a performance than anything else. They were able to pay a few hundred people to show up to have homemade signs, which looked horrible, by the way, and to shout and scream, Trump's a crook, Trump's a crook, and all that. And, of course, the local media, the newspapers, again, billionaire Bob is the publisher of these dying newspapers. He so hates Trump, it's unbelievable. In fact, a recent story that they published, they had a picture of Trump, the most unflattering picture. In fact, I think I actually have that. Hold on a second here. Let me show it on our Facebook. Yeah, here it is. For our Facebook friends, just bear with me. First, for the radio. This is what I'm talking about. And for our Facebook friends, the most unflattering picture you could ever get of Donald Trump. His hair's all over the place, and it looks like he's giving some sort of a Nazi salute. That's the picture that billionaire Bob used in this story about Trump tariff push is a race against time and potential voter backlash. Anything negative regarding Trump, billionaire Bob will do that, including the most unflattering picture they could possibly find. That's how much billionaire, obviously inherited the money. That's how much he hates Trump. It's really, it's just pathological. And I don't even know what the word pathological means, but it sounds like it's something serious. So I figured, go with it. All right, fine. So there's that. So these misfit Marxists, ragtag group. And, they're all Democrats, bitter Democrats who lost in a landslide. And now they're trying to do something to show that they are relevant, except that they really aren't relevant because they don't even know what they're protesting about other than they hate Trump. In fact, I wonder if I could pull this up. Hold on a second. I wonder if I could actually do this. I'm just doing this on the fly because it's just me here. Wait a minute. Wheeling. Hold on. I might actually have this. Just bear with me here. The propaganda is so bad with the newspaper. They actually did two stories on the Democrat protest thing this weekend against Donald Trump. They did the story and the picture, but then they also did a video, had a video and a one-slide slideshow. I mean, this is how much Bob Nutting hates Trump. I mean, he really, really hates Trump. Hold on here. Let's see if I've got this. Just bear with me. If I can find the video, hundreds protest, and it was the same usual gang of suspects. Let's see here. This hands off now. Just wait a minute. I've got it here somewhere. Where do they put this thing now? Should have downloaded this when I had the chance. Trump administration protesters. All right, here we go. All right, and they included a video, really sad, sad video. But I'm going to have you hear this. See if I can play this here. Volume all the way up. All right, let's see if I can make this thing work. Hold on here. No, that's not good. Oh, wait a minute. Wait, hold on. Okay, hold on. That's the newspaper, and it's Trump is a crook. And the media coverage is pretty much what you would expect. All Democrats, Democrat officials saying how terrible and evil Trump is, but they never explain why. They never explain why. You know, suddenly they care about tariffs. Tariffs that Donald Trump is placing on items produced in foreign countries because these foreign countries have placed onerous tariffs on American products. And it's really funny to me, in a sad sort of way, that these misfit Marxists, these bitter Democrats, these bitter losers, have you noticed this? They have absolutely no problem when foreign countries place onerous tariffs on American-made products, costing God knows how many American jobs. They have no problem when foreign countries like the EU, which is a group of countries, the EU or China or whatever, when they place onerous tariffs on American-made products, costing American jobs. They have no problem with that at all. They have no problem at all with that. But when Donald Trump does reciprocal tariffs, saying we're going to charge you the same that you are charging us regarding tariffs, now they've got a big problem. They don't mind it when they do it to us, but they don't want us to do it to them.